This Sunday, the Focus on Ability Short Film Festival returns, showcasing the brilliant talents and abilities of people with disabilities. The International Film Festival invites filmmakers to submit documentaries that highlight the lives, talents, and achievements of individuals living with a disability. Ben Strom is one of this year's festival finalists who has created a documentary with 2021 Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, about her experience living with autism. Ben joins me on the line now. Welcome, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Eva. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for coming on. This is an incredible project. I'd like to start by congratulating you. It's such an amazing film. How did you come to collaborate with Grace Tame for this documentary?
Yeah, we actually had developed a different documentary idea together in the years prior, and it was on heavier subjects to do with abuse and some of her advocacy in that space.
Yeah.
That project didn't happen, but then we were approached by Aspect, Autism Spectrum Australia, to do this. And Grace loved the idea of a wholesome and positive project that looked at some autistic strengths, in her case, ultramarathon running.
Yeah, great. And what was your vision for this film? What did you want your audience to sort of take away from it?
I wanted our audience to take away a different understanding of what autism can look and feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Our film, Where the World is Quiet, looks especially at Grace's co-occurring auditory processing disorder, which makes the world feel really loud for people with autism, and how she regulates and manages that through running. So, you know, Grace is obviously an incredibly intelligent person, and I just wanted to show how autism manifests in so many different ways. And in her case, it's really a sensory thing.
Yeah, right. And you've put this documentary together, and the techniques you used are, like, honestly so outstanding. And I think it really helps audiences understand Grace's autism more, and it takes them on the journey through her experiences. Were there any sort of film techniques and storytelling choices you used to help illustrate Grace's personal story?
Yeah, we decided to have a sort of direct-to-camera shot for Grace's interview, and there's a great moment in the film where she's giggling and looking around nervously, saying that making eye contact is really hard for her to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, looking into the camera, she can see her own reflection, and that is a challenge for her, for myself, for a lot of people with autism. Some people might say, oh, well, that's not great, Ben. It sounds like you didn't create an autistically safe environment. But in a way, you know, we wanted to showcase that struggle, and we also wanted to bring out Grace's amazing sense of humour, her stims, her funny facial expressions, and her very beautiful vulnerability.
Mm.
I think a lot of autistic people are very gentle underneath the social masks or the hardened exteriors they have to put up sometimes to feel safe in a world that's really unsafe or not set up for them.
Yeah.
And the other main thing is we worked with a great sound designer called Andrew Richards, and he constructed a really beautiful soundscape that reflected both the regulated and the dysregulated states that someone like Grace experiences.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And Ben, as you touched on, you also live with autism. So how important was it for you as a filmmaker to tell Grace's story and sort of reflect maybe your own even?
Yeah, really important. I would say that this project was a little bit of a love letter to Grace and to autism, autistic people, in the sense that I had suspected for many years that I had autism.
Yeah.
But it was actually Grace, when we worked on the first project together, who sat me down and was like, dude, you're autistic. Go get your diagnosis.
Mm.
And I'm really grateful for that, because there was always a missing piece and something I really struggled with in my life. And getting the diagnosis allowed me to begin that journey of understanding my sensory needs and put boundaries in place to make sure that I can stay regulated. And it's been a journey, but I'm really grateful to Grace for getting me started.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And how can listeners watch your documentary? And can you give us a bit of a detail about the film festival as well?
Yeah. So it's interesting. For the Focus on Ability Film Festival, which is having its awards night this weekend on Sunday at Chatswood, I think people from the public can attend if they'd like. We actually created a shorter version of the film. So that festival takes 5 minute shorts.
Yeah.
And I believe that they have it on YouTube to watch now. And once we finish our festival run two, we'll be putting the full length version of the short film online as well.
Well, thank you so much, Ben. I'm wishing you all the best for the awards night this Sunday. Thanks again for joining me on 2SER this morning. If you would like to watch Ben's film or for more information on the festival, you can head to focusonability.com.au. Thanks for your time this morning, Ben.
Thanks, Eva. Cheers.